Unit 4. Pages 42 and 43. Exercises 4 and 5.
It isn't easy to solve problems. Sometimes the more we reflect on them, the more unsolvable they seem to become. But interestingly, psychologists have come to the conclusion that, again and again, it's the same few things that stop us from finding the perfect solution. We're going to look at those obstacles today. The first big obstacle to finding the best solution is our subconscious preference for methods that have worked for us in the past. This can make us blind to more effective methods, so it's important to try and think outside the box. To demonstrate this, I gave you the 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5 puzzle earlier. Did anyone think up a solution that worked? Okay, a couple of you. Great job. The reason this one's so hard is that you see math symbols and want to think mathematically. After all, years of math lessons have taught you good mathematical methods that work well for you. But actually, in this case, you need to change your perspective and think about the symbols you're seeing in a more abstract way. A plus sign with one little line added can be turned into a 4. Then you have 545 plus 5 plus 5, which does indeed equal 555. The second thing that often stops us from finding solutions is that we think of objects according to the function they were designed for, not for all the potential things they could be used for. A chair, for example, can be used not only for sitting on, but also for drying clothes, for standing on to reach high objects, to give you balance when you're practicing ballet, and so on. For the puzzle question I gave you about the chalk, the most satisfying solution requires you to think outside the box about the chalk's function. We usually use it to draw or write with. But imagine throwing that piece of chalk into a lake, like any stone you might find on the ground. Can you visualize the circles of ripples that come from the point where it hit the water? They might easily reach 15 meters in size. Third on the list of problem-solving obstacles is the fact that we often limit our options unnecessarily. For example, let's look at the question I gave you with the 9 dots. Most people puzzle over this one for a long time, but even with a lot of persistence, trial and error gets them nowhere. And that's because they make the assumption that the 4 lines can't go outside the square of dots. That light bulb moment only comes when they realize that they have to think outside the box, quite literally. Try drawing your first line straight down through the dots on the left, A, D, and G, and continuing it beyond the bottom dot to an imaginary 4th dot. Now draw a line from there diagonally up and right through H and F to another imaginary dot. The 3rd line goes through C, B, and A, and the 4th line through A, E, and I. You should have an arrow shape. The 4th issue that people often have is the difficulty of deciding which information is relevant to the problem and which isn't. Take that question about La La Lele and so on. I expect you figured it out in the end. But how many of you thought about the letters in the girls' names and looked for a pattern before you came to the conclusion that their names were irrelevant? Because, of course, the 5th daughter's name has to be Mary. So those are 4 of the most common issues that stop us from finding effective solutions. Now that you know what to watch out for, you may find that problem solving becomes a little easier.